All right, here we are. How many months have we been in this building now? How many? 8 months, okay. And hours of work have gone into making this baptismal pool serviceable. If you haven't heard, the previous church that we purchased this building from, to our knowledge, in their 17 years of having this building being their own, never once used the baptismal. So they did their baptisms by having a horse trough out in the front yard, or they'd go to somebody's place where they had a larger body of water. But they never had any baptisms in here, so this is the first time it's been used in potentially 2 decades of actually what it was made for. So very exciting. I'm actually going to pray, and then I'll make a couple more comments, and then we'll get to our baptizees and their baptisms. Let me pray. Oh, Father, thank you for bringing us here tonight, and in particular for these 8 young people that desire to communicate that they have believed the gospel of your Son, and they desire to obey him in identifying themselves with your Son through the waters of baptism, and let their families and the church know that they want to be identified as Christians. They identify with your Son. And I ask that you would make tonight not only memorable for them, for their families, but that you would bless them as they seek to honor you and bless their little faith into mature faith as the years go on. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We do take a position that as soon as someone is able to answer a basic set of confessional questions, so we are a Credo Baptist church. We baptize based off of answers, based off of faith. And so there's a certain set of questions that we think Christians should be able to answer. And we teach this sort of credo or catechism to our young people, and even tonight, those who are going to be baptized, their parents have been asking them these questions for a while. They all had to answer these questions either to me or to another one of the elders before tonight to become a baptism candidate, and then I'm going to ask them a bunch of questions as well, some of the same questions. So when perhaps you've seen someone profess faith in the waters of baptism as an older person, many of them have a different kind of testimony where they had to abandon a previous way of life. And none of the young people tonight have had to really abandon their life of drugs and gangs. And so none of them have one of those movie type of confessions. None of them have a movie type of a profession of faith, and that is a blessing. So that's a blessing to them as well. And because we understand that baptism is the beginning, the public beginning at least, of a disciple's life, we understand that this doesn't mean that any of them are done. So the church, and in particular their parents, have an ongoing responsibility. Even when you think about the Great Commission, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that Jesus says, all I've commanded. So baptism is a beginning of that, definitely not an end. We don't think that because they're professing their faith that then they're good. It means we now continue to encourage them and help them learn how to obey Jesus in all the things. I told them in our pre-service meeting that I was baptized when I was 7, which was 41 years ago, and turns out I still have more things to learn in my life as a disciple of Christ. So I still have more that I have to depend on him for. So I wasn't done at 7. I wasn't done at 47, I'm not done currently either. So we all have a responsibility to rejoice with God's work in these young people's lives already, and then to continue to encourage them as they learn to follow Jesus in the rest of the years that he gives them. So we're going to go in age order from youngest to oldest. And we've got two young men who happen to also be the youngest of the eight, and then six young ladies. And here we go. First with Asaph Kulishov. All right. Hello. Asaph is your name. Is that right? I didn't mess that up. Okay, good. Asaph, why do you want to be baptized tonight?
Because I want to take communion, and I want to know that everybody that I believe in God.
Okay. Our church has communion every week, and that actually becomes a pretty provocative thing as young people grow up. They realize that they are not allowed to participate until they, in general, have been baptized. Most of the time, that's the order that we think it should go. Baptism at the beginning, one time, and communion week after week. So you see the rest of the church having communion, and you want into that. Is that right? Yeah, okay. Good, so communion is actually a time when we remember the body and blood of Jesus. So what is so important about Jesus?
That he is the Father, and that he's the Son of God.
Okay, that's right. So he is the Son. He has a Father, God the Father. He is the Son of God. And then Jesus, the Son of God, came to earth, and what did he do?
He died on the cross for sins and rose up on the third day.
Okay. He died on the cross for our sins and rose again on the third day. So he died on the cross for our sins. Can you tell me what does it mean to sin?
Like disobedience.
Yeah, disobedience. And he's the one who tells us what we are allowed to do and what we're not allowed to do, right? He tells us in the Bible. So have you ever disobeyed?
Yeah.
I mean, every person that we are looking at, it's not just you and me. It's everybody who is here has disobeyed God. And God actually says that those who disobey him deserve what?
Death.
Yeah, they deserve death. They deserve to die. Which is why it's so important that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Now, you said it already, but just to confirm, Jesus is not still dead? He's not dead anymore?
Yeah.
He's not dead? What happened to him?
He rose up on the third day.
He rose up on the third day? That's right. Now, you want to get baptized because that's a way that you tell everybody that you believe in Jesus. Do you have to get baptized in order to be saved?
No.
Okay. Do you have to give God like millions of dollars in order for him to save you? Okay. Do you need to go find the tallest mountain and rescue a princess and like some big quest like that to be saved?
No.
No, you do not. What do you need to do to be saved?
Ask for forgiveness.
Ask for forgiveness. That's right. Jesus forgives us when we confess our sins and we ask for forgiveness. We believe that he then saves us. So tonight, all of these people, because you're in kindergarten, is that right?
Yeah.
So probably Mrs. Hall is here, probably Mrs. Blake, probably your teachers are here. So they are going to know now for sure that Asaph Kulishov, one of their students, is a Christian. He's been baptized. And so if they catch you disobeying sometime in the near future, they might ask you, why you're doing that? Aren't you a Christian? Shouldn't you obey? You want them to know that you are a Christian.
Yeah.
Okay. So Violet, your sister, is going to get baptized in a little bit tonight. So you could be at home next week and not being nice to her. And she might say, brother, you have been baptized. You should treat me like you're obeying Jesus. She could say that. You're good with that. You're good with everybody knowing, including your mom and your dad and your siblings, that you're a Christian.
Yeah.
Good. So you have responsibilities after being baptized to continue to learn to follow Jesus all the rest of your life, okay? That's your responsibility. God will give you grace and help to do that. So, Asaph, based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All right. I said that the first young man's name was Asaph Kuleshov. I could say your name is Jax Weinberg, but I'm going to let you say it anyway.
My name is Jax Weinberg, and that is not right. It's Jax.
Jackson. Yeah, okay. Good. So, Jackson, why do you want to be baptized tonight?
Because it's good, and I like it.
Okay. Have you done it before?
No.
No, okay. Good, so baptism is a picture of a Christian who dies with Jesus. It's like you're being buried, and then you're being raised again. So that's what the picture is. So you're being identified with Jesus in his death and resurrection. What's so important about Jesus?
He died on the cross for our sins, and he rose again.
Okay. He died on the cross for our sins. Now, I asked this to Asaph. I'm going to ask everybody. So, he died on the cross for our sins. What does sin mean?
Sin is disobeying.
Disobeying, yeah. And when we disobey, what do we deserve?
Punishment.
Punishment, right. So, the Bible actually says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And then it says that the wages of that sin is death or punishment. So everybody actually needs salvation. They need forgiveness for having disobeyed. So Jesus then, that's why it's so important that he died, right? So you said it, but is Jesus still dead?
No.
No, he is not. What happened to him?
He rose again.
He rose again. There's a whole day. I mean, kind of every Sunday is a day when we remember that. But there's one special Sunday every year where we remember his resurrection. Do you remember what that's called?
It's him. We are celebrating his death.
Right. But his resurrection on Easter. Yep, that's coming up pretty soon as well. Resurrection Day or Easter Day. We remember that. So in order to be saved from your sins, what do you need to do?
Be baptized.
Well, could you be saved even if you weren't baptized?
Mm-hmm.
Right, you could be. So baptism is a picture, but what do you need to do to be saved? Do you need to give God a bunch of money?
No.
Right, no. You don't need to go on a special trip. You just need to do what?
You need to get baptized?
No. You tried that one already. That one is the picture part.
Oh.
There's a word that starts with a B.
Believe.
Yeah, or have faith. So sometimes you hear people talk about faith alone. So that's all you have to do to receive forgiveness is have faith alone in who Jesus is. So you have that faith. Yeah. You believe that Jesus is God, that he died on the cross and rose again for your sins.
Yeah.
And you want all of these people to know that. You also are in kindergarten, right? So, Mrs. Hall, Mrs. Blake, your parents, they're all going to know. You're good with that? Yeah. All right. You have been telling me for a couple weeks how many people were going to come see you get baptized. And it was one of his grandpas who was working so hard to get this baptismal pool ready anyway. So, his grandpa Dan gets to see the fruit of his work tonight as well. So, Jax, based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, now we turn to the ladies. And Kinley, could you tell everybody your name?
My name is
stand over here just a little bit. Yep. Kinley Bone. And Kinley, why would you like to be baptized tonight?
Because I want everybody to know that I believe God.
Okay, you want everybody to know that you believe in God. Good. And God has done some things for us. In particular, he sent his son. And what is his son's name?
Jesus.
Jesus. And what is so significant about Jesus? What did he do?
He rose again for our sins.
Okay, he died, and then he rose again for our sins. Can you tell me what it means to sin?
Disobeying God.
To disobey God. Where does he tell us what is disobedience? Did he give us a book?
Yeah,
what's that called?
The Bible.
The Bible, yeah. Do your parents teach you the Bible as well? They remind you to obey rather than to disobey?
Yeah.
Yeah. When we disobey, God says we deserve what?
Death.
And that's why it's so important that Jesus died for us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is Jesus still dead?
Yeah.
He's still dead?
No.
No, he's not still dead. Right. Yeah. He rose again, and where is he at now?
In heaven.
He's in heaven at the right hand of his Father, and he's going to come back and get us someday. So we are all excited about that. We have faith waiting for him to return. And you want everyone to know that you believe in God. You have family who is here tonight. You have aunt, uncle. Do you have grandparents? Your parents are here, siblings. You have all kinds of people, right? Yeah. And you want them to know that you believe in Jesus. Yeah. And when you get baptized, what is that a picture of?
You die with Jesus and you rise again.
Exactly. You die with Jesus and you have been raised again to live for him. So that's part of your responsibility. You want everybody to know that you believe in God, and then you're going to continue to show that as you learn to obey Jesus more and more. From this night on, okay? Okay. Kinley, based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay. Maggie, that's not your full name, though, is it? No. Tell everybody your whole name.
Maggie Joy Lydon.
Magnolia is another way you could say your first name as well. I have a daughter named Maggie, so I always really enjoy when I get to talk to you because of your sharing same name. So, Maggie, why would you like to get baptized tonight?
Because I want to take communion with the saints.
Okay, you want to take communion with the saints. That's really good. We like when our young people want to join in and do that. So when we take communion, what is that supposed to remind us of?
The body.
Okay, the body of who?
Jesus,
right. And the cup of wine is reminding us of Jesus' blood. So what is so important about Jesus' body and blood? What did Jesus do that makes us want to remember him? He died on the cross, right. So he died on the cross, and then did he stay dead? Is he still buried? No, he's not. What happened to him?
He rose again,
yeah. Do you remember, were you listening when I asked Jax, I think? We have a whole special day every year where we remember that he was resurrected from the dead. Do you remember what that's called? Yeah, Easter. Or Resurrection Sunday, so that's coming up pretty soon. So you will actually get to have communion on Resurrection Sunday with the rest of the saints. So that's very exciting. So you're here to be baptized, and it's a picture of you dying with Jesus, and then you get raised back up to walk in a new life in Jesus. And you want everybody who's here tonight to know that you believe in this Jesus. Yeah, you do? I'm not trying to make you. You want everybody to know you believe in Jesus? Yeah, okay. What grade are you in?
First grade.
I think Mrs. Avia is right down there. Yeah. Your parents are here, and you all of your older brothers have been baptized, right? Yeah. So you want all of those people to know that you are a Christian and that you are going to commit to obey Jesus more and more for the rest of your life. Is that right? So Ms. Xavier is going to know, hey, Maggie, you've been baptized. You need to learn to obey more and more. That's good for you? Yeah. Well, I can say that the rest of the saints are going to be excited to have you sharing communion with us, even starting next Sunday. Good. So, Maggie, based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay. Lisa, can you tell us your name?
Lisa Lomakin.
Lisa Lomakin. Lisa, but that you could say it longer too, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, say it longer for everybody.
Lisa Elizabeth Lomakin.
Okay, yeah. I tried to get all of the Russian people here to say Dobrovecha back to me, but they didn't at the beginning, so you could say it. You say Russian things to me sometimes. I appreciate that. So, Lisa, why do you want to be baptized tonight?
So I tell the church that I believe in God.
Okay, you want the whole church to know that you believe in God. Good. So God is very gracious. He knows that we have disobeyed him. And what did he do, knowing that we had disobeyed him? Who did he send to help us?
Jesus,
right. And what did Jesus do? He came to earth, and then what happened?
He died on the cross for our sins.
Yeah, he died on the cross for our sins. Can you tell me what it means to sin?
When you disobey.
Okay, yeah. When you disobey. So God tells us what we're supposed to do and what we're not supposed to do. And anytime we don't listen to that, we sin. We disobey. And then he says, what do you deserve when you sin?
Death,
right. Which is why it's so important to say, or for him to send his son to die for us, to die in our place, take our punishment that we deserved. So Jesus died, you believe that. And then is Jesus still dead?
No.
No, what happened to him?
He went to heaven.
Okay, yeah, he rose from the dead. And then he's with his Father currently. So he's not dead anymore, which shows that the Father accepted his son's sacrifice on our behalf. So we don't have to, well, do we have to pay God a lot of money to try to make sure that we can be saved?
No.
No. Not even like $10 million? No. Not any amount of money can we give God to save us. Do we have to go on a really long trip or like not eat for 80 days? Do we have to do anything like that to get him to save us?
No.
No, we don't. What do we need to do in order to be forgiven and be saved?
Believe.
We need to believe. Believe the gospel that Jesus died, that he rose again for our sins. So you said you want to get baptized because you want everybody to know that you believe in God and that you are a Christian. And what grade are you in?
Second
grade. Okay, so you have Mrs. Johnson. She, I don't know if she's here tonight, but I do know that we're going to tell her. She is going to find out that Lisa has been baptized and wants to live like a Christian. So you're good with that. Your parents are here. You have family who's here as well. So they're going to know that Lisa is a believer in God and a Christian who's going to learn to obey him more and more for the rest of your life. You're good with that. Okay. We are also good with that. So, Lisa, based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay. Corey, can you tell us your name?
Corey Lydon,
yeah. There was this other girl that was out here a couple minutes ago. Her name was Maggie Lydon. Are you guys related? You are? Okay. She's your brother?
No.
No. Yep, she's your younger sister. Okay, good. So, Corey, what grade are you in? Second grade. So you and Lisa, you're like getting baptized same night. Just imagine that. Imagine the party tomorrow in second grade with so many students getting baptized. So, Corey, why would you like to be baptized tonight?
Because I want to take communion with the saints.
Okay, take communion with the saints. Taking communion with the saints is actually one of the best parts of my week. So I haven't gotten tired of it yet. And by God's grace, you will not get tired of it either. So taking communion with the saints is actually a very big reason for rejoicing and something that we want our young people to want as well. So when we take communion, we have the bread and then we have the wine. And who does the bread and the wine remind us of?
The body of Jesus.
Okay, the body and blood of Jesus, right? And what's so important about Jesus? What did he do?
He died on the cross for our sins.
Right. He died on the cross for our sins. And what does it mean to be a sinner? Or what does sin mean?
To disobey Jesus.
Okay, to disobey, right? Have you disobeyed?
Yes.
Yeah. I have disobeyed. All of us have disobeyed. And God actually says that the punishment of disobeying is what? Do you remember? What do we deserve because we have sinned? It's fine. We deserve death. Which is why it's so important to believe that Jesus died for our sins. So then we don't have to take that punishment for our sins. Jesus took that for us. Is that right? Yeah. So do you remember what baptism is a picture of? Okay. So when you go down in the water, it is like you are being buried. And when you come back up out of the water, it is like you are being resurrected. So in Jesus, you die with him and then you are raised with him. And Romans chapter 6 talks about being raised to walk in newness of life. So you believe in Jesus?
Yes.
You do. And you would like all of these people to know that you believe in Jesus?
Yes.
Yes. And you want to have communion with all the saints. Yeah. And that is God's kindness, God's grace to us to save us, forgive us by the work of his son. So you believe all of that? Okay. Then Corey, based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, Violet.
Whoa.
Can you tell me your name? Can you tell everybody your name?
Violet.
Violet. Do you have a last name, Violet?
Yes.
What is that?
Kuleshov.
Kuleshov. There was another Kuleshov kid out here a little bit earlier. Do you know him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do. Okay, your brother Asaph, right? So, Violet, I feel like you probably started talking to me about the idea of baptism at least a couple years ago. Yeah? We were at the other church. You started talking about it. And so you have been thinking about baptism for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have. So why do you want to be baptized tonight?
Because I want to take communion and I want the church to know that I am a Christian.
Okay. You want to take communion, which is a thing that is for Christians. And you want everybody to know that you are a Christian. So what does it mean to be a Christian?
To worship God.
Okay, to worship God. Good. And when we come to worship God, we come because of what Jesus did, right? And what did Jesus do? Jesus, who was the Son of God, Jesus did something that enables us to worship God. What was that?
He died on the cross and rose on the third day.
Okay, he died on the cross and rose again on the third day. Now, why did he die?
For sins.
For our sins, right? And what does sin mean? Why? What is so bad about sin? Or what's another word for that?
Because it brings death.
Okay. yeah, the consequences of our sin is death. And so Jesus died so that we didn't have to have that punishment. He died in our place. Mm-hmm. Now, you said it, but is he still dead? Is he buried?
No.
No? What happened to him? Where is he at?
He's in heaven.
He's in heaven with his Father. So he rose again on the third day. We say that every day at the beginning of school too, don't we? He died and rose again on the third day. So we also can live with him. So in order to be forgiven by him, what do you need to do?
Believe.
Believe, right. So you don't have to get baptized in order to be saved?
Nope.
Nope, you just have to believe. You're right. So baptism is a picture of telling others that you do believe, and in particular, a picture of you dying and then you being raised with Christ. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Violet, what grade are you in?
Third.
Third grade, okay. So who's your teacher?
Mrs. Herr.
Mrs. Herr. You think she's here tonight?
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know.
I saw her. I think she's here. And your parents are here. They're excited. Yeah. And your siblings are here. So this means that after tonight, for sure, all of these people are going to know that you are a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
They might ask you about it. They might say, how can they become a Christian? They might say, hey, I thought this is how Christians are supposed to act. You're good with that?
Mm-hmm.
You're glad for all of these people to know?
Yep.
Good. Me too. So, Violet, based off of your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All right, we've got our first tall enough to not need the step. Also, for as long as Violet has talked to me about being baptized, Moira, we were talking earlier that you like not just talk to me, but you like passed your interview probably more than a year ago. So she talked to me and we agreed that we wanted to baptize Moira when TEC was still meeting at the previous church. So she has been waiting for probably a year. So I have tried to say thank you for your patience, and to your parents as well, thanks for your patience. So here we are, we finally made it. Is it what you thought it was going to be? So far, we haven't even done anything, right? So we'll find out. Good. So, Moira, why do you want to be baptized tonight?
Because in front of the assembly, it will mark me as a Christian, and I also want to share communion with them.
Okay. Mark you as a Christian in public, and then share communion with the church. That's a great answer. So by marking you as a Christian, what does it mean to be a Christian in the first place?
It means to believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross to save our sins.
Okay. He died on the cross to save us from our sins. Good. And what does it mean to be a sinner?
It means to commit the things that he said not to do, like disobedience or lying.
Yeah. Lying, stealing. I mean, these are some big ones. Disobeying our parents even is a sin that he tells us not to commit. And have you disobeyed? Have you sinned? Yeah. In fact, anybody who says that they haven't sinned, they're sinning by saying that, because that's a lie, right? All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, says God himself. So, and he knows. So you admit, you confess that you have sinned, and you confess that you believe in Jesus, who can forgive you for your sins, right? Yeah. So he died on the cross, and then is he still dead?
No, he rose from the grave on the third day.
Okay, good. And that holiday is called what?
Easter,
right. Third time. I knew somebody would remember what that one was called. Thank you. Yeah, so we are about ready in a few weeks to get to have that special day of remembering his resurrection. And the baptism that you are about ready to have shows that you share in his resurrection. How does it show that?
When you put me under the water, it shows that I'm dying with Jesus and rising again.
Yeah. So when you come back up out of the water, that's the picture of a spiritual reality that has already taken place, but a visible picture that you have been raised to walk in newness of life with Jesus. So you are ready to learn to obey him, like the Great Commission says, you're ready to learn to obey all that he has commanded. I mean, you're already learning that, but you are ready even more so to keep doing that. Good. So your parents are here, your siblings are here, all the rest of the saints that we're going to have communion with next Sunday, they're here. You want them to know that you belong, that you are a part, and that you are with Jesus. Yeah, good. Moira, based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I am going to pray for those that were just baptized, as well as then for all of us. Presumably, when you go to weddings, those of you who have been married already, you see weddings and the making of vows as an opportunity to remember your own. And in many ways, even to be encouraged in the renewing of your commitment to one another as spouses. And for all of us, we are actually commanded in Romans chapter 6 to remember our baptism. So some people were objecting and saying, maybe we should just keep sinning so that grace could abound. And Paul says, may it never be. Don't you know that those of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus are dead to sin? And then in particular, he goes on to say that we have been raised to walk in newness of life. So if you have been baptized, then let these testimonies, early seeds of faith in some cases, let them be a reminder to you of your own identity in Christ. If you are a believer, you have been marked as his, and other people should be asking you about the hope that you have and the life that you are leading. So we have responsibility to continue to help encourage these young believers to learn what that means even more and more. Just like our wedding vows, we learn more and more what that actually looks like and how to be faithful to those as the years go on. So do keep praying for these young people. If you see them in a few minutes, encourage them, tell them that you'll be praying for them. When you come back, some of you, next Lord's Day for communion, smile and welcome them to that communion of the saints that they desire to share in. And for yourself, follow Christ as you have professed him as one who died and rose again for your sins. So that forgiveness never gets old, and our responsibilities as disciples never ends. Even when we're glorified, then we'll just be obeying him even better. So let me pray. Father, thank you for these who were bold enough to stand in front of family and neighbors and others in the church and profess in public that they love your son. Please encourage their faith, increase their faith, strengthen it, and help the rest of the church, the saints, to be edifying to them. Give them encouragement tonight, even as they remember back on the night when they profess their faith in baptism, and let us all seek to honor your son as we walk in the newness of life that he has given us by mercy and grace. And I do pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.